KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 41 degrees, and we look for to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. The chance of sprinkles this morning, high around 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, Red Oak Police Sunday afternoon arrested a Cass County man on two warrants for contempt of court, resist of order. 34-year-old David Allen Menard of Griswold was arrested at around 4:10 p.m. in the 1600 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak. Menard was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held without bond. The driver of an SUV was transported to the hospital for treatment of serious injuries following a single vehicle accident early Sunday morning in Council Bluffs. Authorities say Council Bluffs police and firefighters were called at around 12:30 a.m. to the area of Happy Hollow and North Broadway for a single vehicle personal injury crash. The vehicle had left the roadway and dropped onto Indian Creek Canal or into the canal. A preliminary investigation indicates a 1999 Jeep Grand Cherokee was southbound on North Broadway in the northbound lanes, but it lost control and left the roadway backwards. The vehicle broke through the fencing on the east side of the creek canal and then fell about 15 to 20 feet into the canal, landing on its tires. A 21-year-old female was located on scene and appeared to have come out of the vehicle before it went over the edge into the canal. She was transported by rescue squad to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha for treatment of serious injuries. Her name has not yet been released. The case is currently under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department Special Operations Traffic Unit. One person died as the result of a single vehicle accident Saturday evening in Council Bluffs. According to police, officers were sent to the vicinity of the 54-mile marker off Interstate 29 at around 7 p.m. Saturday for a vehicle that had left the roadway and rolled into the ditch. Upon arrival, officers determined the vehicle had hit two light poles and a sign before rolling at least once and coming to rest in a roundabout near the Avenue G entrance and exit ramps. The driver died at the scene. The passenger was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in life-threatening condition. And as of last report, authorities were still trying to contact family members, so the names of those involved were not released. The Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit is investigating the possibility that both alcohol and speed were factors in that crash. One person was transported to the hospital by helicopter following an accident Sunday morning in Crawford County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 23-year-old Moises Carrera of Denison, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported to the Crawford County Hospital by ambulance and then flown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. After the 2008 Nissan Altima he was driving crashed at around 8:25 a.m. Patrol says Carrera was traveling north on 10th Street in the city of Denison when the car left the road near Northwood and struck a tree before coming to rest. That accident also remains under investigation. An 18-year-old man from northwest Iowa who had been reported missing died in a crash in Kansas. Jake Roos of Ashton, Iowa, was reported missing early Friday morning while he was on the way to pick up a load of cattle. The Kansas Highway Patrol said Roos's vehicle crossed the center line and crashed on U-36 about 4 miles east of Villetsburg at around 2 a.m. Friday. Roos had been driving to Stockton, Kansas to pick up the cattle. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Also in northwest Iowa news, authorities say the body of an 84-year-old man was found in a northwest Iowa home that had been heavily damaged by fire. Firefighters sent to the home in Rock Valley after 2:20 a.m. on Sunday found the home engulfed in flames. They found the body after extinguishing the blaze. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office identified the victim as Luis Lovanos, who lived in the home. The cause of that fire was under investigation. Elsewhere in the news, free towing will be offered in Nebraska and Iowa on Halloween to discourage drunken driving. AAA and Anheuser-Busch wholesalers are co-sponsoring the towing program again this year. The free service is available to everyone, not just AAA members. Anyone who calls 855-286-9246 can get a tow of up to 10 miles anytime Tuesday from through 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. AAA will transport the person calling and their vehicle. The towing service has been offered in certain areas on holidays since 1998. A federal judge has ordered the appointment of a receiver to manage a 12-story historic Art Deco building in downtown Sioux City, while foreclosure proceedings against the building's owner and developer continue. The order was issued Friday for the historic Badgero building. The move came after a federal judge in California earlier this month dismissed a bankruptcy filing by developer Mako One Corporation out of Carlsbad, California. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust filed for foreclosure on the Badgerill building in April, saying that Mako and its partners defaulted on a $6 million bond agreement to help renovate the building. The bank said at one time it was owed more than $4.4 million. The Badgerill building was built in 1933 and listed on the National Register of Historic Places. And a social worker and advocate for foster children says human trafficking is more common in Iowa than most residents probably realize. Ruth Buckles of Story City has housed nearly 100 teenaged foster children, including some who are victims of human trafficking. Buckles spoke to a group last week at the Des Moines Area Community College campus in Carroll.
The most common trafficking we have in Iowa is family trafficking, which is a family member trading, selling, bartering their children or their nieces or nephews or their neighbors or somebody they consider family to somebody else for sexual pleasure or sexual benefit.
According to Buckles, traffickers look for a potential victim's vulnerability and then they exploit that to gain control over the person. Buckles says it's not uncommon for a victim to maintain contact with their friends and family who remain unaware of the situation.
Most of the people I know being trafficked live at home with their parents, live in their college dorm rooms. They are in constant contact with their family.
Human trafficking victims come from all walks of life, according to Buckles. In her work, she's been in contact with victims ranging from infants to people in their 70s. Teenagers are the most commonly targeted age group, and Buckles challenged teachers at her presentation in Carroll to question their students.
Ask them who's missing classes every single week. Ask them who's late to school, who's super tired at school. Ask them. I hear from students all over the place.
Buckles said the best way to stop human trafficking is for people to notify police if they have a suspicion something wrong is happening. Earlier this year, the head of the Iowa Network Against Human Trafficking told state lawmakers that criminals working in Iowa are now making more money from human trafficking than they are from drug trafficking. In the funeral announcements, William Lewis Rasmussen, age 82, of Middleton, Wisconsin, died October 24th at Attic Angel Place Health Center in Madison. Graveside services for William Rasmussen will be today at 11 o'clock in the Layton Township Cemetery at Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Irvin Bauer, age 86, of Manning, died Friday at Manning Regional Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Irvin Bauer will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dwayne Schrader, age 77, of Exira, died Friday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dwayne Schrader will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Dora Mae Boretz, age 90, of Villisca and formerly of Elliott, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. A massive Christian burial for Dora Mae Boretz will be held this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Timothy's Reno Catholic Church in rural Cumberland. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.